I'm sure that each one of us here has our favorite saints. For me, today's saint, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, has become one of my closest friends over these last 6 years that I have been a Catholic. His understanding of what is referred to as the discernment of spirits, that movement from what we call spiritual desolation to discover spiritual consolation, has been one of the most significant teachings I have come across in the 57 years of my life. And so today, to have the opportunity to think with you for a few minutes about this man is a deep and profound privilege for me. As we were listening to our reading from Jeremiah, these words particularly struck me as having relevance in St. Ignatius's life. Let me read this text again. Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace but find no good, for a time of healing but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, and the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Indeed, for St. Ignatius of Loyola, he had dreams of being a valiant knight, of being a great warrior. And when he was in his late 20s at the Battle of Pamplona, he was struck down by a cannonball and was very seriously injured. For over a year, he had to go through a time of convalescence, and he was looking for books to read on valor, on the knights, on what it would be to live a life of courage, but none were to be found. The only books that he had before him was a life of Christ and a life of the saints. But this is what began to happen in St. Ignatius's life. As he read about our Lord Jesus Christ, as he read about the saints, he was inspired. And he realized all the energy that I had given to be a great Spanish warrior. What if I transferred that energy into the service of Jesus Christ? And instead of having as my aspiration to be the warrior of warriors, what if instead I gave myself to becoming a saint? And indeed, this is exactly what he did. As he healed, Our Lady appeared to him and said that she wanted him to make devotion to her. So he went to Montserrat, just outside of Barcelona, where for hundreds of years there had been and continues to be to this day a pilgrimage to Our Lady. There is a beautiful Madonna at Montserrat, and there Ignatius continued to grow in the life of faith. Soon after, he moved from Montserrat to a place called Manresa, which is not far away. And for there he spent the better part of a year, much of it in a cave, where he wrestled with the devil, where he wrestled with his soul. And it was while he was there in that cave that he began to formulate what we now know as the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Indeed, Troy, who is back in town today, has spent the last month down in the United States at a university called Creighton University, and he has been doing the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And what is it that stands out for us about St. Ignatius? Well, I think in part it's what our Lord said in today's gospel reading. St. Ignatius had a clarity of insight to understand that in this world there will always be the weeds and there is always the wheat, the tares. And the thing about the tares of today's gospel reading is that in some ways it's hard to distinguish them from the wheat. They look quite similar. And so it needs spiritual discernment to be able to identify that which is of the enemy and that which is of the Lord. And so St. Ignatius, throughout the course of his life, established a way for us to be able to discover interior discernment, to be able to say, Am I being shaped and influenced by the Holy Spirit or by that malevolent spirit, the devil, and his demons? As Saint Ignatius continued to develop his life, he came up with a beautiful motto. It goes like this: Ad majorem Dei gloriam, for the greater glory of God. And Saint Ignatius lived the rest of his life to the greater glory of God. It was his hope to go to Palestine to evangelize in that part of the world. But those plans were thwarted by the Holy Spirit, because where Saint Ignatius needed to establish himself was in Rome, where he, as he found the Jesuits, recognized that he would have a particular charism, and it would be to go wherever the Holy Father asked the Jesuits to go, that they would give total loyalty to the Pope. Do you remember in our collect we had these words? That by St. Ignatius' help we may imitate him in fighting the good fight on earth and merit to receive with him the crown of heaven. Well, indeed, that is exactly what St. Ignatius did. And so while he stayed in Rome, from there, his friend, St. Francis Xavier, went to the Far East. From Rome, missionaries began to spread out throughout the world, and the work of the Jesuits down through these last 5 centuries has had a profound and lasting effect on the church. One more thing to say about St. Ignatius that has particular relevance for me. For as you know, I am a son of the Protestant Reformation. Until I was 51, I was a Protestant. Martin Luther, in the year 1517, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, Germany. It was 17 years later that Saint Ignatius was called by God to be one of the key people in the Catholic Reformation. And I love these words that Saint Ignatius has left us in relation to Protestants. Great care, he said, must be taken to show forth orthodox truth in such a way that if any heretics happen to be present, they may have an example of charity and Christian moderation. No hard words and no sort of contempt should be shown to them for their errors. Aren't those generous words? And beloved, do you know what? That's what I've experienced. That's the kind of generosity, the kind of graciousness that has been shown to me as I've come into the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I will always be grateful to St. Ignatius of Loyola. I now call him a dear older brother. And may we be inspired by his example to hear at St. Peter's to say more and more, we only exist for the greater glory of God, so that we can help people to discern between the way of the evil one and the way of the Holy One, and walk evermore in the way of holiness. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us.